As far as I know, there is no official communication from IGAD. I just got it through the media, and that the IGAD Plus will be meeting in Addis to review a revised version of the roadmap to peace in South Sudan, and that this will be discussed by the IGAD Plus, and this will include the Troika, the Chinese, and the other African blocs, and they will discuss it and maybe make some of their own inclusions and omissions, and hopefully they will then forward it to the parties, that is the stakeholders, to review it and go through it and have consultation at both the level of the government and the opposition and the other stakeholders, after which people will be summoned to Addis and for a discussion on that, and probably that will be the final discussions. If people accept it, well and good. If we don't accept it, then they will have to impose it, which we believe, I personally believe, will not work, because for any peace to be sustainable and to be durable, it must emanate from the people of South Sudan.
You said up to this time there's no official communication from the mediators. Is the government expected to also participate in this consultation, like you mentioned, and if so, when?
The government remains committed for peace. Any effort that will bring about peace, peace is the number one priority for the government and for the country. I think our people are in dire need of peace so that we are able to address all the effects that has been caused by this senseless war.
And what critical issues will be discussed in this last round of peace talk, as people hope so? Because we have been hearing time and again that 90% of the talks are done. We are only left with 10%. What are some of the critical issues that is going to be discussed this time around?
Most of the issues, you are right, have been discussed, and we have more or less reached agreements. The only critical issues which were kept us hanging was the structure of the transitional government, and this is around to do with the presidency and the shifting position of the rebels. One time they wanted to be the position of a first vice president, and at a time they want the position of a prime minister, and there was also the issue of the powers of the president. And the other issue to do with the security, transitional security arrangement, was the issue of the two armies, which we completely, as a government, and had stated our position very clearly, that we'll go for only one national army that should be constituted, and of course it will be a reformed army, an army that is national in character, but not two armies. Of course, you have also issues of reparations and compensation, which was brought up by the rebels. To me, the issues that they're raising about federation, I don't think we are in disagreement. We had agreed in Bahridar that federalism is a popular and a historical demand of the people of South Sudan, and that this will be handled through the permanent constitutional making process, so that it is owned by the people.
Redmire also understands that if the two leaders fail to agree on any of the provisions in the draft agreement, then the provisions and language finally reached will be the final one to be signed, and if any failure, there will be a serious sanction on the leaders involved in this negotiation. What is your take on this?
This is very unfortunate, because what we need is we need a sustainable peace, a peace which is sellable to the people of South Sudan, a peace that reflects the aspiration of that each and every South Sudanese from each and every corner in the South sees himself, is a peace that is inclusive of everybody, but not an imposed peace, because we need a durable peace. A durable peace has to be owned by the real stakeholders, and the real stakeholders are South Sudanese. So any imposed peace will not help the situation. If anything, it will even complicate matters more. So we hope that people will really come to their senses and see that they help the Southerners to reach a durable peace, which is a reflection of their own aspiration, a peace that is acceptable by them, so that it becomes lasting.
And this peace talk has been going on for the last 1 year now. How optimistic are you this time that the effort that has been put by IGAD and IGAD Plus peace is around the corner?
Well, we hope, because the goodwill is there. The commitment of the government to achieve peace, as I said, is a priority. We have been insisting, and the president has made it, even in his final speech, that he will leave no stone unturned. So we will go for peace at any cost. Yes, it has a price, but this price must be acceptable to the people of South Sudan.